Congressman Bill Owens, a Democrat from the 21st District, immediately wrote the acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Tuesday when he was told that the department planned to relocate or terminate most of its personnel at its Plattsburgh Air Branch within 90 days. Owens wrote, quote, "I hope that I was not deliberately misled regarding CBP's true intentions for the northern border," unquote. Congressman Owens says there was some miscommunication, but CBP is cutting staff.
There are going to be some losses. We knew that this was coming, and we were told initially that it was going to be a 3 to 5 year process to have this occur, and obviously what we were planning to do was in the next rounds of appropriation bills to take steps to cut that off, not dissimilar to what we did with the border crossing fee. And now we have Senator Schumer who's on board. So I think we're moving in the right direction in terms of gathering momentum to put a stop to the losses. Clearly my goal is to cut it off at the 5 positions that will go this year.
Owens remains miffed regarding the attitude toward the northern border, saying the transfers and cuts arise out of a national preoccupation with a border with Mexico.
Which is an issue. It is one that cannot be solely focused on, as we have 3 other borders, including the northern border, which is the largest unprotected border in the world. So very important that we keep CPB capacity up to strength so that they can do the appropriate levels of surveillance. And if we lose these folks and their ability to man aircraft, this is a serious blow to northern border security. It's also clearly a blow locally to our economy.
The Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce led the efforts to revitalize, rebuild, and renovate the Champlain border facilities. President and CEO Gary Douglas is livid that Customs and Border Protection is removing security personnel from the northern border.
Pre-9/11, the northern border was always the poor and forgotten stepchild. The political powers on the southern border ate every penny, and they do need more down there than they now have. But the U.S. government needs to step up and provide what they need and not go back to the old game that we finally broke after 9/11 of starting to under-resource the northern border to move things to the squeaky wheel on the southern border. A secure border means an efficient border that facilitates trade and travel. The worst thing that can happen economically to northern New York are bad things happening. We can't allow that to happen. The risk of that happening goes up when we start having our blood taken away from us to be put into the southern border body. No, no, no.
Congressman Owens, a member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security, which has authority over federal spending for the Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection, notes that the personnel cuts were announced after the most recent round of appropriations bills were acted on, and there was not an opportunity to review the plan. Calls to Customs and Border Protection were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.